You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, how are you this morning?
Morena Rach, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. We've got some sticky questions from the listeners this week, though. One that feels possibly fitting with stuff we may have seen in the news recently. Somebody texted us saying, "Hey, Justine and BFM, hypothetically speaking, let's say I wanted to join in with a well-publicised peaceful protest at my place of work. Can my employer penalise me for this? I thought we had a legal right to protest in New Zealand."
Well, I'm assuming this isn't someone working at the Israeli embassy, because I don't think they would. I'm just joking. Can you join a peaceful protest outside your place of work? There isn't, like, a public servants really grapple with this question a lot, and so I just want to, like, just, I guess, say to this person, like, very you know, classic thing to worry about, and good on you for seeking some advice. The advice that, like, we give people is, it's you do have an obligation not to bring your workplace or your employer into disrepute or to speak on behalf of them. So, you know, say you work for, you know, Oranga Tamariki, and you attend a protest and you say, well, as an employee of an Oranga Tamariki, I'm here on that, in that capacity. That's like the boundary, right?
Yeah.
But you absolutely have a right to protest as a private citizen. Whether I would protest my place of work, I think that does get a little bit tricky. There's definitely more risk for you, just because, as again, it's about, you know, bringing your workplace into disrepute. But I can't give a kind of black and white answer without knowing where you work and what the kind of context is. But I guess I'll just give a general answer that you can protest in your private capacity, you know, as a citizen. You have the right to protest, absolutely. It's just when you bring your work into that. I think possibly protesting at your place of work may blur those boundaries a little bit. So I would probably steer clear of that. But as you said, you could join a protest related to the same issue that wasn't at your place of work. I would be pretty confident that you have the right to do that, yeah.
This person also sent us a follow-up question. They said, which I think you've kind of answered, if I joined a protest related to the same issue but it wasn't at my place of work, can they do anything about that?
Yeah, no. So that's you attending a protest as a citizen, and as long as you don't bring your work into it, as long as you don't wear your, like, workplace uniform or have a poster that says I work somewhere and I'm here, which you wouldn't do, I'm assuming, you have the right to protest. And I think it's just, some people in the public service, just to give you some really concrete tips, do give their boss just like a little bit of a, like, hey, this is something that I'm doing in my capacity as a private citizen, but I wanted to let you know. So I know people who do spokespeople work for causes that they really care about, work in the public service, and they've just had that conversation with their boss, and that's a really good way of just, you know, flagging anything that might come along. But I think attending a protest is really all good. That's pretty small scale, you know, like low level stuff, so I think you should be fine. But if you're really worried and you have a good relationship with your boss, just flag that you're doing that and reiterate your right to attend as a private citizen. Otherwise, you know, this is something your union would also support you. Again, if anything were to happen to you at work, it would be discrimination and legal. Though I don't want to, I don't quite know what the cause is or the context, so I don't want to speak too authoritatively.
Yes, they've left it pretty vague. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, Justine, kind of bouncing off this person's question, is where does something, well, there's two questions here really, where does something like strike action sit in that? Because that's a kind of form of protest, I guess. And then also separate to that, what happens if you work for something like a university and you join a call for, like we've seen this week, divestment from certain things? What are those two kind of nuances?
Yeah, so strike action is, you know, recognised in the law as a, you know, a valid form of industrial, like, you know, to resolve an industrial dispute. So I guess what I'd say is, like, it's a recognised form of protest in employment law. And, it's, you know, like, there's certain limitations on when you can go on strike. In fact, in New Zealand, we're really curtailed in, like, when we can go on strike. And it's, you know, during negotiations or for health and safety reasons. So it's quite limited, I guess, is what I'd say about strike action. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there are ways we can protest at our place of work and make our voices heard. And the other thing about the university when I say you shouldn't protest outside your place of work, I'm not saying that, because we do, you know, we organise protests outside places of work all the time. But what we do is we do that as a collective, again, because there's the safety in numbers. If it's one person, you know, that could make them vulnerable to retaliatory actions, is what I would say. But when we go as a collective, as a work group, it's a little bit different. I think there's a safety in numbers. And the university, look, it's classic protesting outside universities, protesting, you know, at universities for what's right. The university is supposed to be critics and consciences. It's like in the legislation that's, you know, the role that they play. So I think there's a really strong culture of that, and especially with, you know, academics are protected and have the ability to speak out. That's what, you know, freedom of speech as well. So yes, you can protest outside your place of work. I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying keep yourself safe and go with a team.
good advice. Very good advice. We've got a completely different type of a question that's coming now from another listener. Okay. What have we got here, Stella?
Someone said, I reckon my coworker is eating my lunch, and the other day I caught them, but they just laughed it off. How do I have an actual combo with them? I'm legit hungry.
It's so stupid.
Oh, wow. The duality of these questions.
We also just want this person to know we're not laughing at you. We think this is a valid question. We really appreciate you texting it in.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, texter. Your coworker's eating your lunch. To this texter, I would just say, do you remember I don't know if this is going to make me sound so lame, but that episode of Friends where Ross's boss eats his sandwich and he has like a total meltdown and gets fired?
Yes, I do. Yep.
So even if it is like a super great sandwich with a moist maker or whatever it was called, don't scream at your boss. Don't scream at your colleague for eating your lunch. How do I have an actual conversation with him? I'm sorry, but like, you clearly are the better person in this scenario, because you're wondering about how you can approach the person that's stealing your food. Like, they're not
worried
about
you.
You know?
The office mouse.
Yeah. How do you have a conversation? I don't think that you have to worry about having that conversation. I think this person needs to worry about the fact that they're stealing other people's food. And that's not okay. And they can get in trouble for that.
I feel like it's something, I mean, obviously this person tried to talk to their coworker about it. It sounds kind of, you know, ridiculous, but if it is a really ongoing problem, is it something you can talk to your manager about? What's the, like, I guess the chain of command?
I mean, if this person doesn't want to, like, say, hey, Greg is eating my lunch, to your manager, which is also valid, you could say, well, there's a real problem with people eating each other's food in the fridge, and can we address it like as a team? So you can make it a collective, like that's one way you could approach it with your manager.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like the manager should get some comms out to the team to tell them to stop, you know, eating people's lunch. You could also put a sign up on the fridge saying, please don't eat other people's food. There's, you know, like, I guess what you can make, instead of making it a, this is my problem with this individual,
yes,
if you don't want to go down that route, you could approach it as a collective issue again, and like have, you know, hopefully the manager would be receptive to that and take steps to just like really like reinforce that that's not acceptable behavior. That literally is the manager's role. You know, the manager is like is supposed to manage people, and this is anarchy. It's pure anarchy in this kitchen.
Someone on the text machine, we do not endorse this, I will hasten to add, has said a laxative sandwich will fix this problem.
Oh, no.
Okay,
BFM Breakfast does not endorse that.
No.
The text machine woke up and chose violence today.
listen, we can't endorse that.
Biological warfare.
Well, can't you biological warfare in the workplace?
No.
That's not right either.
Hey, yep. Justine, thank you, though, for answering all spectrum of questions today. And thank you to everyone who has texted in your questions. We really do appreciate all of them. It's a weird world out there. You got to navigate your way through it.
Yep.
Take care, Justine. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Cheers. Thanks so much. See
you.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.